Lebanon is looking for a new government. Less than a week after the city was devastated by a huge explosion at its port, the Prime Minister's announced his entire government is stepping down. The announcement, though, failed to stop protesters marching on Parliament calling for fundamental reform. Barbara Miller reports.
The protesters in Beirut had been calling on the government to step down, but news that their wish had been granted didn't quell the anger.
The government resigning is not enough for us because we want the people responsible for the blast and everything that had been happening for us 30 years ago until now to be held accountable. That's when we will be satisfied.
6 days after a warehouse packed with ammonium nitrate exploded at the city's port, killing more than 200 people, Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab announced the resignation. He'd been in power for only a matter of months, a former university professor chosen after months of bickering after his predecessor quit late last year. In his brief address, Hassan Diab blamed others for the corruption he said had led to the deadly blast.
Today we follow the will of the people to hold accountable those responsible for this disaster that's been in hiding for 7 years, and their desire for real change, from the corrupt, destructive state to a state of law and justice and transparency. And thus, I am announcing today the resignation of this government. May God protect Lebanon.
Rami Khoury is a professor in journalism at the American University of Beirut and a senior fellow at the Harvard Kennedy School.
It was total nonsense. Nobody believes him. If he was a reformer, why didn't he reform anything? That's the question. Hassan Diab has no credibility. His government never had any credibility. He's going to blame others, as Hezbollah has, as the president has, as Hariri has, as Jumblat has. Every leader of every sect in the last week has come out and said, oh, we didn't cause that explosion. It was somebody else whose negligence did it.
In practical terms, though, what happens now? Doesn't the resignation of the government just lead to more instability?
Not necessarily. It usually, historically, has led to a period of intense negotiations among the 8 or 10 men who are the chieftains of these sectarian groups to secure for themselves a piece of the pie. And then once they agree on how they're going to share the positions of power, they then create a government. And then, of course, they move on with the business, which they've always done, which is to become wealthy and help their friends and give people jobs and get contracts and allow the country to continue to deteriorate, which has been their track record in the last 20 years or so. So there's no way that anybody is going to be happy with just appointing another government with the same bunch of people with different faces, perhaps. There has to be some kind of breakthrough towards a qualitative change in government and citizens who feel that they're real citizens with certain rights and opportunity for a decent life instead of the hellhole that they've been sent into now by their own government.
Hassan Diab's government will stay on in a caretaker role as the search for new leaders begins. The protests look set to continue, an uprising given new impetus by a terrible tragedy.
Barbara Miller reporting there.